wind factor, and we've got a problem with the sun. Just shoot, okay?
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't jerk me around, it's a simple question.
Jim,
everybody, we're all gonna get late.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Good day and welcome to the broadcast for Monday, May 24th, 2/10. My name is Tim, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Euro Club.
Drank a lot of water. I really have to go. People are waiting to tee off. There's no restroom out here.
Has this happened to you? I've got the perfect gift. Introducing the Euro Club, the discreet sanitary solution for your urgent relief. It looks like an ordinary golf club, but contains a reservoir built into the grip to relieve yourself. The Euro Club comes with a towel and appears that you are just checking out your club. Leak-proof, easy to clean, and no embarrassing moments. Order now for just $49.95. The Euro Club, the only club in your bag guaranteed to keep you out of the woods.
Funniest thing about that ad is that it's actually for a real product that actually exists. Ridiculous. Anyway, here is a clip of an Atlanta news anchor who just can't stop cracking up about the story that he's reading.
Emergency room workers say the injuries are run-of-the-mill, everything from pulled hamstrings to fractured penises. Injuries tend to happen most when people get intimate in unusual places or try unusual things, so consider yourself warned. Sorry, people are cracking up in here. We'll be right back.
Laughter really is contagious, isn't it? That's why I love it so. Anyway, got the news coming right up, but first let's listen to a slightly edited version of Kate Miller Heidke's song entitled, Are You Fucking Kidding Me?
At times it really felt as though the pain was here to stay. And though it's many years ago, I feel it to this day. And now you wanna be my friend on Facebook. Are you fucking kidding me? I don't wanna know what kind of cocktail you are, or which member of the Beatles, or which 1950s movie star. I don't give a toss if you're a ninja or a pirate. I suspect you'd be a pirate, but I don't wanna verify it. And I don't give a shit what your stripper name is, or if your kitty had a litter. Look, just follow me on Twitter. I don't care about your family tree, and I certainly don't want you poking me. Again.
Gaga, eat your frickin' freak heart out. That was Kate Miller Heidke. Very clever. Found that one on YouTube. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
An inner city stabbing leaves five families maidless. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. A string of stabbings in poor Chicago neighborhoods has left five residents of the wealthy suburb of Highland Park without maids. Highland Park resident Estelle Greenberg.
There was no one here to clean up after us or polish our silver. The whole family had to make their own beds.
The Chicago Police Department is conducting a full-scale investigation of the interruption in maid service. Doyle Redlin for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
That's all the time we have left for this particular episode of the podcast, but please to be returning tomorrow for my 50th podcast. That's right, 50th. Oh, how time flies. Till then, whatever you do, don't get any on ya. Bye-bye.
Shut up!